Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. It'll be a hap, hap, happy day. Yes, a very happy day when you can again buy all the Kroger Tender Ray beef you want. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. But every day can be a glad day if you treat your family to delicious Kroger selected seafood. There's a plentiful supply, and it's yours at a money-saving price. You'll want to buy plenty, for every morsel is fresh and firm-fleshed and delicious. Every tantalizing bite is packed with that wonderful fresh-caught flavor, because Kroger Selected Seafood is rushed to your neighborhood Kroger store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Then, after delivery, that fine flavor is protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. And you've got a wide, tempting variety to choose from, too. Fresh water and salt water fish. Fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. In short, everything you need for an exciting seafood dinner, one that's tops with the folks at home, is waiting for you at your Kroger store. So drop around and ask for Kroger Selected Seafoods. And don't forget, your neighborhood Kroger store is the only place where you can buy Kroger Selected Seafoods. Now, Hearts in Harmony. It's all over now. Penny Gibbs is home again. Her terrible ordeal in the cruel hands of gangster Bill Carver and the vicious Jerry Manson at an end. And once again, things seem to have returned to normal as Penny sits on the piano bench in the Gibbs home and says to her brother Pat,
"Come on, Pat. Sing a song for little Valerie."
"For that little daughter of mine, I'd do anything, Penny. What'll it be?"
"Well, you said anything. How should I know what it'll be?"
"Now, look, don't get tactical, sis."
"Okay, I won't if you get musical."
"Well, let's hear you get instrumental."
"Oh, no. All right."
"Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute there, sis. You call that music?"
"No, not exactly. Okay, you want to sing. How about this?"
"Ah, well, that sounds wonderful."
"Well, of course. But how good can you make it sound with the words?"
"Well, you might play the whole thing and try me out."
"All right, here goes."
"Here goes the finest piano in the world and the finest voice. Give me the beat, huh?"
"Okay, here it is."
"Ah, that sounds good. See how this sounds."
"You think I don't love you? Oh, but I do. How can I show that I do? You think I don't get blue? Oh, but I do. Though I get lighthearted too. First I'm singing, then I'm sighing, then I'm flying high above. You think I don't know why? Oh, but I do. I know that it's you I love."
"Okay."
"Okay."
"How okay?"
"Okay with capital letters."
"Prejudice, huh?"
"Mm-hmm. Actually, you're awful. I just tell you you're good to make you feel better."
"Oh, I believe it."
"You better not."
Penny.
Mm-hmm.
"You want to talk about it?"
"Talk about what?"
"About this week and all that's happened to you."
"Well, it's not really as terrible now as it was at the time."
"Oh, that's good."
"It's funny how fast you forget. It was only yesterday. Not speaking in just terms, but actually it was only yesterday. And yet I've forgotten a lot of the fright."
Well, you'll forget all of it before long, Penny.
No, Pat, there are some things about it I won't forget. I'll never forget the two nights and days Bill and Jerry Manson kept me in that house by the river. I'll never forget the night Freddie came to see me and told me to make love to Bill so that Jerry'd be jealous and fight with Bill and give me a chance to get away. And I'll never forget the fight between Bill and Jerry. That was awful.
Well, it's a great home again, sis, with you in it.
There was a time I thought I'd never see it again.
I guess so.
But I won't leave it now, Pat. Not ever.
Not on orders from Bill Carver and Jerry Manson, you won't. You know what they'll get for what they did to you?
I have a fair idea.
They're lucky if the lightest they get is life.
Look, let's not talk about it.
Okay. Well, what shall we talk about?
Oh, let's talk about you. Is everything all right between you and Suzanne?
Perfect.
Good. I thought it was just your imagination.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
That imagination stuff. That's started again, has it?
Well, she says you're treating her badly, and I haven't seen you do anything wrong or say anything harsh to her. That's why I mentioned the imagination.
I've been afraid of it, Penny.
Afraid of what?
Suzanne and her imagination. Oh, it isn't just imagination, though, sis. It's hallucination, and even more than that. There's something wrong with her mind. She has strange spells of... Well, I don't know what you call it, but Dr. Ryan said there was something wrong. Sis.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to burden you with anything after all you've been through, but I'm afraid Suzanne is going to be a problem, and I'm sort of going to need your help.
Hi there, Professor Rogers. You want to see me?
Yes, Freddie, come in.
Yeah, thanks. What's up?
Oh, this isn't going to be a lecture, if that's what you're afraid of.
No? You mean I ain't done nothing wrong in the last few hours?
Hardly. Sit down.
You inviting me to sit down, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I sure will. I guess it'll be about 100 years before you ask me to do that again.
Oh, I don't think so, Freddie. You see, I'm afraid it isn't you who's been wrong all this time, but I...
Wrong? About what, Prof?
Oh, a lot of things, Freddie. Look, I'm... not so good at making speeches out of a classroom, but...
Well, now, look here, Prof. Why don't you make like this is a classroom and give out with the speech?
Well, it's not exactly a speech, Freddie. It's more of a lengthy apology for wrongs done in the past.
Hey, look, Prof. Don't you apologize for me to nothing. I ought to apologize to you for a living.
Well, don't do that, Freddie. Because if it weren't for you, Penny Gibbs might not be alive this evening.
Oh, so that's it. Hey, Prof, you're sort of stuck on her, huh?
No, it's nothing like that, Freddie.
You mean you ain't falling for her?
No, I don't think so.
You ain't, huh? Well, that's great. Hey, look, make this short, will you, Prof? I got some things to attend to.
You have? What?
Oh, it's nothing you got to get excited about, and nothing wrong, neither. See, it's just something I got to say to somebody.
Oh, Miss Gibbs.
What's it to you, Prof? You don't give a hoot for it, do you?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite as bluntly and as emphatically as that, Freddie, but that's beside the point. The point is, I just want to say I'm proud of you. I'm sorry I ever mistrusted you, and, well, I hope you'll forgive me if I've ever been too harsh on you.
Look, Prof, anything you said against me, I had coming, see? And anything you did against me, you was being a smart guy. And don't figure me great stuff just because I kept Carver and that Manson dame from giving the business to Gibbsy. I'm still just a punk, Prof.
Oh, no, Freddie, you're not.
Yes, I am. Guess I always will be, too. Unless a certain somebody thinks that maybe I got a chance to be something else. And, Prof, if you let me scram out of here now, I'd like to go talk to her about it right now. Gee, Gibbsy, it's swelly to go walking with me tonight. Are you sure you're warm enough?
Oh, yes, Freddie. It isn't very cold.
I guess walking with you, I could go out in my shirt sleeves.
On a night like this, I kind of doubt that.
Well, maybe I would be a little bit cold. You're sure you didn't mind me asking you to go out walking?
No. No, in fact, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, why?
Oh, I just wanted to go walking.
Oh. With me?
Well, why not? You're one of my favorite people.
Just one of them, huh?
All right. Tonight, you're one of my very, very special favorites.
I still say just one of them, huh?
Freddie, what's wrong?
That's nothing.
Freddie?
I said it was nothing, Gibbsy.
All right.
Look, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought... I'll skip it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to walk down the street here, Gibbsy?
It's awfully dark.
Yeah, it is, but you got nothing to be afraid of.
No, I don't suppose so. Okay, let's walk down the street.
Yeah, that's going to be swell.
Freddie.
Huh?
Freddie, you want to say something to me, don't you?
Yeah, I... That's why I wanted to come down into this dark street.
Does a dark street help?
I ain't used to saying things like I'm going to say.
All right.
Gibbsy. You don't want me to say this, huh?
Well, I'm not sure, Freddie.
You're scared of what it's going to be, maybe?
Well, I don't know.
Well, don't worry about it, Gibbsy. I'm going to say it anyhow, so you might as well hear it.
If you want to.
Yeah, I want to. Come on, let's stop right here. Nice and dark.
All right, but why do you have to say it in the dark, Freddie?
I told you why, Gibbsy. I can't look at you and tell you this. I've tried that before. I wanted to tell you the first time that I saw you. Gee, just looking at you and... Then there was that feeling inside of me like I never had before. Like a well full of water that was getting so full it was just all bubbling over. And, gee, I was sort of choking the words back in my throat and I... guess I ain't making too much sense, am I?
Yes, Freddie, you're making sense. Much too much sense.
I am, huh? Well, that's good. So while I'm going good, I can't see you smiling here at me because it's dark, see? And your eyes, they can't be laughing at me. And the look on your face calling me a no-count bum. Let me just tell you that... Well, Gibbsy, I want to come out with it. I guess I love you, Gibbsy.
Oh, Freddie.
No, I... There I go lying again to you. No, I don't guess I love you, Gibbsy. I know I do.
So Freddie Lang is in love with Penny. How will Penny manage this? Does it mean Freddie will continue to complicate her life? And how serious are Pat's fears about his wife, Suzanne? Is she going to be a problem, too? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Of course, you know that nowadays there's not much chance of getting fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. But do you know this? Do you know that right now your Kroger store has just what you want for a marvelous feast? It's Kroger Selected Seafood, the finest flavored seafood in town. And what a variety. There's saltwater and freshwater fish. Fish for baking, frying, and broiling. Once you try Kroger's Selected Seafood, you'll agree, too, that it's the finest flavored seafood in town. In fact, when you buy Kroger Selected Seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed.